Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, yesterday we were sitting around after we got off the air, and conversation got us to reminiscing about some good times that have gone down in the past. And we started talking about the legendary run of Noomsgiving celebrations that went down many years ago. We stopped doing it for whatever reason. And as we were talking about it yesterday, I was just reminded of what freaking fun it was. Like, we had some great times. TJ, I had a really, really small apartment. Ridiculously small.
Okay.
It was, I was renting this place on Canisius Lake. If I had to guess the square footage, 1,200, maybe.
Now, Noomsgiving is, you would host Thanksgiving in this small apartment?
Noomsgiving.
Yeah. It's Newman's yes. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I would host the radio station staff and a few outliers, friends of the station. Uh-huh. And I would host Thanksgiving dinner with like 20 people in that tiny apartment.
Oh, that sounds like, I'm sorry I missed that.
And and there were some good times, man. There really were. And I was thinking maybe we should bring it back. Because I need to start planning it now. Because I know it's not even Halloween, but...
Sure.
It's an undertaking for those of us that are the hosting martyrs.
Well... Terry's rolling her eyes.
I'm just sitting here saying, I mean, it exhausted me just to think about it yesterday. They were fun. I have to say they were fun. We had like 2 6-foot tables back to back end to end. And it was just this long table full of people and just enough room to get in and out of your seat.
Oh, my gosh.
But the most bizarre things happened.
If somebody took a picture, it would look like the homeless Last Supper.
It really would have. It really would have.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
the only, like, we should have all got on the same side of the table and done just like this sacrilegious photo.
And the very first one we did, it was so stupid because we literally wired his apartment for sound. And we were going to record the entire thing and then play back bits of it on the air. Oh. And either like somebody forgot to press record or we kept tripping over the microphones. And finally we're like, just get this crap out of the way. We want to eat turkey, for crying out loud.
I had run microphones on XLR cables through the ceiling tiles. So they were hanging.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, you know, like in church above the choir?
Yeah.
That's what those, they were just hanging above the dinner table.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It was, man.
It was
somebody,
ridiculous.
Stacy Pingen went one year and she spilt a huge glass of wine all over my couch, red wine. Like a full body. Oh, that was fun. Somebody.
She felt terrible.
Oh, I bet.
And of course, this one's like, oh my God, you ruined my couch. Oh my God. And we're all trying to get it cleaned up in a hurry. Oh, it was so funny.
One year, Terry clogged my toilet.
I did not clog it.
What?
Someone else did.
Oh my gosh. Girl.
You know, the philosophy. Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So here's the deal. This is what happened. Somebody did do that. And I walked in to find it. And I wanted to make sure, because he was so nervous about people being at his house anyway.
I bet.
And so I quietly start walking around looking for a plunger. And I couldn't find one. And so I had to say to him, you know, I need a plunger.
Oh, no.
And then I thought, Terry, why don't you just let it go? Just let somebody else take, you know, I didn't even do it.
Typical.
So then he's saying, well, I have a second bathroom. And he mentions that there's a bathroom in his closet in his room, like in his closet. I'm like, think I've got a weird house. He's got a toilet in the closet.
Well, likely story. Oh, I just walked in. It was like that when I came in here.
Okay,
oh,
it
yeah,
was.
No, it wasn't me.
You should have just left it. You should have just
I should have.
In my other bathroom, nobody would use because, like I said, I rented this place. And the guy that I rented it from, I think his parents were elderly there, and they had some mobility issues. So they didn't like turn a closet into a bathroom. They just put a toilet in the closet. Like no sink. There's just a toilet.
No and you're, sink?
You're sitting
no
there.
Sink.
You're sitting there and there's like my clothes hanging right here and... It was a scene, man. But they were good times, and
they were hilarious.
Yeah,
they were hilarious.
B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Avern. How are you?
And there she is.
Yes, Anne attended all of the Noomsgiving celebrations.
And these guys were too polite to tell about the first thing or the first Noomsgiving when I offered to bring pies.
Yes.
And I brought a pumpkin pie, and, well, let's just say it wasn't so great. I forgot to put anything in it except for pumpkin and salt.
Yeah, pumpkin and salt, that's it.
So it was bad.
Oh, my God.
And they never said a word, and I don't eat pumpkin pie. So Sunday, Donald hit a piece of pumpkin pie, and he spit it right out on his plate. And he said, "What did you do with it?" Like, oh my God, they never said a word.
We had this wonderful dinner. I mean, it was everybody bought a dish to pass. I did the turkey. It was great. Anne brought dessert, and it was like eating a salt tablet.
It was so
but we she hadn't been in our life that long, so she wasn't to the chop busting level. Like no one else could have got away with that.
Oh my God.
So we were all just like, hey, yeah, this is.
Did you eat it? Did you just plug your nose?
House had a piece, and I think Jeremy tried it too, because when we got here Monday morning, they're both like, "Did you try that pumpkin pie? It was horrible." And I'm like, dang, I didn't try it. I'm mad.
Oh, my Lord. And you know what? If that had been the next year,
yes,
they would have busted my chops like crazy.
Oh, my God. All bets
were off.
They
were being... Yeah. But we had fun.
I just quenched my thirst from that pie I ate like 4 years ago.
You've been dehydrated for 4 years.
Well, if we do it, you're in, okay?
Oh, I would love it.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.